Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Hi there, and welcome to the movie news. As we emerge slowly from the lockdown, the news of cinemas reopening will be very much welcomed by regular goers. Although the reopening will be slow and steady, with social distancing and smaller capacities, different chains are taking alternative approaches when it comes to reopening. The Movies At venues open this Monday, and initially they'll be showing a great selection of recent releases, older movies, and fan favourites like the Harry Potter series. Omniplex will open 7 locations on July 3rd, with a full return by July 24th. IMC likewise, while the IFI and Lighthouse Cinemas will hold back till July 20th. For movie releases, this is all good news too. For now, Blackwater Abyss opens July 4th. Russell Crowe then stars in Unhinged, which opens July 17th. Unhinged is a psychological thriller that explores the fragile balance of society, pushed to the edge, taking road rage to an unpredictable and terrifying conclusion. On a lighter note, Disney will release Mulan at the end of July, and Christopher Nolan's much-anticipated Tenet is due to open at the end of July, but may be pushed back now due to the change of date in the US. The Galway Film Fla has announced its 32nd edition, and this year it'll all be online. Boasting a very nice website and apps hosting the festival, it will run from July 7th until July 12th, and will give virtual attendees the opportunity to view 11 world premieres, 2 European premieres and 10 Irish premieres from the comfort of their own home. The festival will also present the usual series of public interviews and panel conversations via online conference applications. This year, the FLA opens with a screening of The 8th. It follows campaigners during the referendum on the 8th Amendment. World premieres include Phil Sheeran's The Winter Lake, which stars Charlie Murphy, Michael McElhattan and Emma Mackey in a tense drama concerning family betrayals in the Irish Midlands. Also, Owen Macken's Here Are the Young Men, based on the cult novel by Rob Doyle, concerns the adventures of 3 wayward Dubliners. Anya Taylor-Joy, Finn Coyle and Dean Charles Chapman star. Phil Dougherty's Redemption of a Rogue is a black comedy concerning a prodigal son hoping for a dry day in Cavan so that he may bury his father. Dave Minogue's Poster Boys focuses on a dysfunctional adult who gains understanding when taking care of his 10-year-old nephew. And movies that played at the Dublin Film Festival will also screen. These include Arrakt, Rialto and Broken Law, while a comprehensive selection of documentaries will also play, including Henry Glassy, Fieldwork from the filmmaker Pat Collins. Along with many short films competing for Oscar qualification, GalwayFilmFla.com is where you can watch it all from July 7th. In other news, Oblivion, Tron Legacy and Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski is in negotiations to direct a reboot of the 1986 disaster film Twister. The original film starred Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt as divorced storm chasers who team up to chase tornadoes in order to deliver their advanced weather alert system that has to be placed in the path of the Twister. The original was directed by Jan de Bont, executive produced by Steven Spielberg and penned by the late Michael Crichton. The film was a massive hit, making $494 million at the worldwide box office, and it drew acclaim for its visual effects. Frank Marshall will produce the new film, and the studio is currently meeting with writers to pen the script. In casting, Ruth Wilson, Cush Jumbo and Rosamund Pike are all in negotiations to star in Greatest Days, a film adaptation of the hit musical The Band. Inspired by the songs of record-breaking UK pop group Take That, the feel-good film will include a number of their songs as the story follows 5 schoolgirls who have the night of their lives at the concert from their favourite boy band. 25 years later, their lives have changed in a myriad of ways as they reunite to reminisce about their past and discover their future. Songs such as Back for Good, Relight My Fire and Could It Be Magic will all be included, with Take That in talks to pen an original song for the film. Turning now to new releases, and on VOD this week, the story of a Democratic strategist who helps a retired veteran run for mayor in a small conservative Midwest town. John Stewart directs Steve Carell, Rose Byrne, and Chris Cooper in Irresistible, streaming now. And if you're a fan of Will Ferrell...
All right, everyone, I am Lars, this is Sigrid, we are Fire Saga!
Who wants to hear a Eurovision song?
When aspiring musicians Lars and Sigrid are given the opportunity to represent their country at the world's biggest song competition, they finally have the chance to prove that any dream worth having is a dream worth fighting for. Rachel McAdams also stars alongside Will Ferrell in Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, streaming now on Netflix.